Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Let's get to our guest, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane, good morning to you. How are you?
Well, good morning, motivator. You better be good. You got 20 days to get it together. Otherwise, Santa's not coming to your house.
That's true. You got some convincing to do. No doubt about it. So are you in Georgia campaigning for Herschel Walker? What are you doing?
Unfortunately, I'm not in Georgia. I'm still out in California, communist California. But, you know, you've got to have somebody like me out here to give you the inside scoop, you know?
Well, that's true.
People say, just leave. I'm like, well, first of all, if everybody just vacates, then it comes to your state next. You need people like me who put up the wall and stop it. I'm the determined one. I'm like the wall of China. Well, eventually that fell too. But anyway, here we are.
So, you know, I have to ask you about that since you now reside in California. I read where California, which of course became a state in what, 1850, and it became a free state. Apparently is about to serve up reparations to all former slaves to the tune of $239,000 apiece.
Goodness gracious, former slaves, they're all in the grave, aren't they?
That's what I thought, but some commission in California has recommended to Gavin Newsom that he hand out checks for $239,000 to anybody who can prove they're the descendant of a slave in California.
A whole lot of people are going to go get that DNA test to see if there's a trace of us.
It's going to cost $5 billion.
I don't know that that's going to... I hadn't heard anything about that, to be honest with you. So let's be clear. I actually don't reside here. I'm here because I care for my parents.
Okay.
I want people to realize that I did not move here. I still have my apartment in D.C., which is another communist state. But anyway, here we are. I have a great... obviously, my realtor picks these really tough places for me to live. But I hadn't heard that. I mean, I did hear about it a while ago, but it's gotten little traction. Simply put, many taxpayers out here, people seem to, first of all, I despise how conservatives can be very nasty who don't live here. There are a lot of conservatives that live in this state. There's 40 million residents, and Gavin Newsom has gotten registered 10,000 conservatives. Rick Grinnell, who's running Fix California, they've identified over 1.4 million conservatives that weren't even registered to vote. He's registered 10,000 a month since he started this effort, and we've had quite a number of Republicans win. The fact is that people who keep bailing on their states and move somewhere else cause the problem for the state that they are bailing on. Stand up and fight, people. Stand up and fight. Just don't abandon it, because this impacts the entire nation. There's the Electoral College out here. There's 40 electoral votes. It's one of the largest in the country, if not the largest. You have to understand how this impacts your entire country. Your agricultural is the breath of your agriculture comes out of California. So we feed the entire nation. This is Reagan. Enough of California. We got bigger things out there in Missouri. What's going on?
Yeah, well, that's true.
We care more about Missouri. I loved living there. It was a great place as far as I'm concerned.
I want to play you a soundbite from Chuck Todd from this weekend, who has declared the end of Donald Trump. Go to cut 16, please.
I feel like we are seeing the beginning of the end of Trump. I know it's, there's so many times we've thought that, but I really think we're at the Gary Busey phase of The Apprentice. And it's that he is just exhausting everybody around him. And the fact that he cannot denounce this hateful rhetoric from Kanye West, I think, could be the last straw for many.
Could be the end, apparently, according to Chuck Todd. Is that holding water with you?
The know-all of Donald Trump. I mean, like he even admitted, we've said this before. I almost want to say, was that cut from 2016? Because Kanye West is not on anybody's mind other than the liberals who have just run out of ideas. They can't get him for Russia collusion. Turns out everything he said about big tech was true. Look at all of this information coming out about Twitter and the lawsuits he had put out. I don't know if they had been held up or if they had been dismissed, but he has every right to go back into court. This man has been attacked with such venom from the left, but yet every time they go after him, they fail. So now all you got is Kanye West. Most of these people, and I would dare to say even Chuck Todd, has never even heard Kanye West's music. I mean, if I said to him, have you heard Gold Digger, which is one of Kanye's biggest hits, I doubt Chuck has done that, because we know he only listens to NPR, and he's in his mother's basement listening to her old Lawrence Welk tapes. But when you sit back and you listen to these folks, Kanye West is on nobody's mind because he's not a world leader. They have known each other for years, and to suggest that Donald Trump would be an anti-Semite and has to denounce anti-Semitism again while his daughter is Jewish, his grandchildren are Jewish, people have forgotten the Abraham Accords that brought peace to the Middle East. They're lunatics. I'm sorry, Chuck Todd. Focus on something bigger than the Gold Digger artist, because that's all you've got. Everybody knows something's wrong with Kanye West. He married a Kardashian.
That's a great point. Nice. What is that noise, Carl?
That's Gold Digger.
Oh.
That's Gold Digger. See? See, you don't even know Gold Digger.
Well, we got to put this in perspective. I thought something had gone horribly wrong. I couldn't figure out why music was playing in the middle of my interview.
We're playing Kanye West, so yes, something has gone horribly
wrong. Wow. See, my point was made. Most people don't even know Kanye's music. Sadly, Jesse Jane Duff does, because it's my job to stay informed for you, Mark.
Well done, Jesse Jane. I appreciate that. Do you have any comments? Like, I'm reading a Breitbart article. I've referenced this several times this morning. Trump suggests termination of the U.S. Constitution. Well, first of all, that's not what he suggested. And other presidents have suspended portions of the Constitution. It's happened three times in the history of this country. So the media will just simply latch on to anything they can to try to damage him.
Donald Trump is always one that if he says a sentence that is spliced apart, often things are taken out of context. I wasn't aware that that is supposedly what's out there right now, so I got to go read up on that. But I'll say this. If that is what he actually had said, then I think it would have been all over the news, including Newsmax, which I'm a part of. Because at the end of the day, everyone who is a conservative supports the Constitution, and we all know that Donald Trump is the his own destiny. He is the man that will determine whether he wins or loses. He does not sit back and let anybody else control his destiny. And very few people can say that, because how many people, after going through what he has gone through, been attacked so ruthlessly over and over and over again, would say, well, you know what? I'm going to come back and do it again. I admire this fight and this spirit. There's nobody else who has the cojones that this man has. Nobody else. People want to throw other names out there who could be president. They do not have the courage and fortitude that he has. They will sit back and take that money that they can to run their election campaigns. Donald Trump took nobody's money to run his campaign. Remember back in 2016, he was self-funded. Now he has funding because it's such a major operation, but we'll see. I mean, I'm sitting back and looking forward to getting back on the new campaign. I support him all the way to whatever destiny he decides, but I do believe he's running because he has the support of so many conservatives out there.
Jesse Jane, thank you as always. I always great to have you on, and we got to listen to some of your favorite music this morning.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's why I listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you.
Have a great week, people. Be good. Santa's on his way. Take the hill.
We'll do it. Jesse Jane Duff, at Jesse Jane Duff, if you're on Twitter, and jessejaneduff.com.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.